We talked yesterday about using the internet to better connect with people while staying at home and observing social and physical distancing. Today, we're going to hear some ideas about connecting with places, maybe some of your favorites that aren't accessible right now, or some exotic locations you've only dreamed of going. So much more is accessible to experience and enrich ourselves right now over the internet. One of Shakespeare's sonnets every day.
Sonnet 1. From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die. But as the riper should by time decease, his tender heir might bear his memory.
Meredith Carey is an associate editor at Condé Nast Traveler and co-host of the podcast Women Who Travel. She's written several articles already on the idea of virtual sightseeing, including one published today called The Ultimate Guide to Armchair Travel. Meredith, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this has got to be a weird time, Meredith, for someone who writes and talks about travel for a living, but you seem to have really dived into this.
Yeah, I mean, just like everyone else, we, the editors at Condé Nast Traveler, have had to hit pause a little bit on all of our travel plans for the time being. But since it is our job and it's what we live and breathe, it doesn't mean that we haven't stopped thinking, or we are still thinking about travel. And so we've really tried to think about all the ways that you can travel without ever leaving your house, the ways you can travel when you're taking a break from work or when you're done for the day. So we've tried to pull together all the places that are opening their doors to virtual travel on the internet.
We just heard Sir Patrick Stewart reading some Shakespeare there. Give us a sense of some of the other things that you went exploring when you were looking at, museums and art opportunities around the world.
So you can obviously visit your more classical places like the Louvre, which has virtual tours of its Egyptian antiquities department. The Vatican Museums also offer 360-degree tours of things like the Sistine Chapel and Raphael's Room. But with Google's arts and culture collections, you can actually visit a ton, like hundreds of museums online. The Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, the Isabel Stewart Gardner in Boston, the Tate Modern in London. You can go into the Uffizi in Florence. So all these museums that not even locals are seeing right now, you have an opportunity to explore. And on the Shakespeare note, one of my favorite things that's happening right now is the Met Opera in New York is showing some of its encore performances every night. It's available at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So this week is Wagner week, and there are new operas every single day. And I think I wouldn't regularly go to the opera, but to be able to get to see it every single night is very exciting.
Right. Have you taken this as an opportunity to maybe broaden your horizons, things you wouldn't have laid down the cash while you were traveling to see, since it's free in your own home? Check it out.
100%. And I think, especially when you think about virtual reality opportunities, you can climb Everest if you have a Google Cardboard, or you just want to watch the YouTube video. So I think there are lots of things that you can do that maybe you never would have done way outside of going to a museum that are opening up right now on the internet.
We're talking to Meredith Carey from Condé Nast Traveler, talking about virtual travel. A lot of museums and musicians and others are opening up free opportunities to check them out online. And Meredith, I know it's not quite the same looking at it on a piece of art, say, on a screen as opposed to in person. But I think you wrote this. You can get up closer to a lot of these pieces of art than any good museum curator is ever going to let you.
Oh, 100%. No alarms will go off. You will be perfectly fine zooming in very close and noticing things that maybe you might not have if you were in a very cramped environment, like at somewhere like the Louvre.
Now, you also wrote about an aquarium in Boston that's offering some cool ways to experience it virtually. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there are actually a bunch of aquariums, the Boston's New England Aquarium and also the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California, that are offering some really fun videos every day and Facebook Lives. So you get to see the turtles being fed, learn about the sharks and the stingrays from the zoologists and biologists who are there at the zoo taking care of these animals while we are all at home. One of my favorites is at that Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. There are 20 penguins that are always live on view for you to see. It's absolutely a delight. And when you maybe don't want to be quite as cultured, it's very much the thing to do.
And you also brought up the idea of doing some travel reading as well as our online visits. Can you recommend some great reads that, you know, even if we can't get to a bookstore or library right now, we might be able to download? What's going to enhance our travel experience just by reading?
I mean, I think you can travel around the world in 180,000 books, let alone 180. But I think that Dominicana, about the Dominican Republic, which came out last year by Angie Cruz, is one of my absolute favorites. And then another one that I think is really transportative is The Interpreter of Maladies by Jhumpa Lahiri. It's a classic, was put out in 1999, but I think is such a delight and a real transportation to India.
Do you have ideas? I don't know how to. Would it be fun to set up a travel itinerary before we get started, just randomly poking around online? Is it worth that level of preparation before we get started?
I mean, I think one of the things that I'm doing right now is I'm going through my Instagram, my photos, my friends' photos, and creating a huge Google Maps pin board of all the places that I want to go when it's safe for us to do so. So I think if you're interested in a specific place or you want to be nostalgic about a trip that you have taken recently or many years ago, those are kind of three buckets that I would say start with when you're trying to figure out what movies to watch or what TV shows to watch or what books to read or even what dishes to cook at night, because I know that that's how traveler editors have been traveling a little bit, is cooking some of our favorite dishes from around the world.
And what are some of your favorite travel documentaries or travel videos that we might want to check out?
I mean, there are so many options. And I think that one that I love and always go back to is Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations. It's just so inspirational. I learned so much. And it definitely is great to see him interacting so closely with all these people from all over the world. I've really been loving, though, very nostalgic movies. So watching Roman Holiday, watching Endless Summer, really having a throwback to travel long before I knew it. And most of us knew it, which kind of, I know that when I've been watching TV a lot, I'll be like, oh my gosh, they're touching their face or they're so close to each other.
Oh, no.
And when I think back to those black and white movies, that thought kind of goes away.
We're talking to Meredith Carey, associate editor of Condé Nast Traveler, about ideas for visiting and experiencing famous cultural institutions and locations all online. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been doing this, going online to check out a museum, a musical performance, what have you? What's gotten you excited? What are you sharing with your friends? Flip it around. Do you work at one of these places? I know a lot of Milwaukee museums and the zoo have created special online opportunities. Or do you work at an institution in the state that's making more material, more events available to people online? Do you need suggestions for our guests on things to view or read or watch? And do you have a favorite travel-themed TV show, documentary, or movie that you've gone back and watched? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up a conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our conversation about traveling the world online with museums, musicians, and more sharing their work for free on the internet. Meredith Carey is with us, associate editor at Condé Nast Traveler. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you done any of this armchair traveling in recent days or weeks? Do you have some virtual experience plans you're hatching? Have you checked out a museum, a live performance or streamed performance online? Did you have to cancel a big trip due to travel restrictions? Are you trying to get a taste of that anyway online? And do you have a favorite movie you've gone back to featuring exotic locations around the world? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I looked up some of the things going on in Milwaukee. Discovery World Museum has some special science exhibits going on online, including their aquarium. The zoo there has some special exhibits, the art museum. Have you, Meredith, been looking maybe off the beaten path, not just at the world's most famous museums and aquariums, but just seeing what's out there in smaller places or regional centers?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the ways that we are interacting with those places are through that Google Arts and Culture collection, because they have such a breadth of much smaller locations. And yes, you aren't going to be seeing the art necessarily in the context of a wall, but just getting to see a look at their collection is such a great opportunity. And one that, when you're going to somewhere that's a little farther off the beaten path, like you said, is going to be more difficult and maybe not as high on your bucket list.
Now, you mentioned the opera and things like that, streaming. I'm sorry, not screaming. I mean, maybe people say opera sounds like screaming. I'm not going to go there, though. But I know a lot of musicians in all kinds of genres are streaming, you know, solo performances or very small group performances. Is that something you've been checking out so far?
Definitely. So Chris Martin and John Legend, big names, have definitely been doing live sets on Instagram. A lot of them have been using the hashtag Together at Home. So I would definitely check that out if you're looking for bigger names. One of my personal favorites is D-Nice, the rapper and DJ, has been having 6-7 hour old school, like 60s, 70s hits. And then like 90s hip hop and R&B DJ sets on Instagram Live, also an absolute blast. When I was enjoying it last weekend, I think there were 100,000 other people in there with me. And I think, you know, when you're going to a concert, there are hopefully never going to be 100,000 people there. And so it's definitely a really great opportunity to experience things as a collective in a way that we wouldn't be able to otherwise. If you're looking for something a little more classical, the Philharmonie Berlin has closed until April 19th for now, but has opened its digital library of performances, and they have something like 600 shows available, and you get 30 days of free access to them if you go and check them out online, which is very exciting.
Let's go to a caller now. Susan is with us in Oregon. Susan, hi.
Hi. Well, my friend turned 75 yesterday, and she was feeling sad because she could not have her big birthday party. So 8 of us met in the Hy-Vee parking lot in Madison. We just left there a little while ago. So we had a big birthday party in the parking lot. We each had a balloon strapped to our car, tied to our car. We had cake. We had non-alcoholic sparkling juice, and we toasted each other. We put on all the Lays and all the noisemakers from New Year's Eve. And my son blasted off of his little radio. He was blasting happy birthday songs. So we had a big, big celebration in the parking lot at Hy-Vee, and it was really fun.
Susan, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Social distancing, but still in person there. Meredith, have you seen people trying to get together online to celebrate, whether it's at some of the big things we're talking about or those virtual raves or what have you?
Definitely. And I think one of the benefits of the internet and the interconnectedness that a lot of us feel is that we've been able to talk to each other online despite living very far away from each other for a long time. So I've been calling my friends who don't live in the U.S. probably more often than I would have before. But, you know, using Zoom, using FaceTime, a lot of people are doing that, playing board games. I've been having movie nights with my friends, watching the movies that I mentioned before. So I think there are a lot of opportunities to connect that maybe we had before, but we weren't using to their fullest extent.
Thanks again for that call. Happy birthday to your friend, by the way. We'll go now to Karen with us in Augusta. Karen, hello.
Hi. I'm a lifelong Anglophile, and my daughter has promised me a trip to London next summer. Hopefully we can go when all this nastiness is over. And I was just wondering if you had any suggestions for a must-not-miss site I should see.
Oh, what do you think, Meredith? Any thoughts on London, assuming she can travel?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I mean, so many options. One, I would say go to Fortnum & Mason for high tea. It is absolutely beautiful there, and the snacks are lovely. And then as far as other things to do that maybe aren't eating, the Columbia Flower Market is really, really beautiful. I'm just thinking of things that you would be outside and really like breathing in the culture of London and seeing a lot of Londoners. So the flower market is a for sure. I'm trying to think. There are so many places to go. The British Museum is obviously a classic, as is the Tower of London. You know, I think if you're an Anglophile, hitting up those must-sees is really great and probably good for a first trip. You know, you could go back to London 7,000 times and not see it all. So those are my top hits.
All right. Well, good luck on that trip. And Meredith, did you come across anything online that she can start doing her homework and touring today?
Well, the Tate Modern is actually one of the places that you can explore through Google's Arts and Culture Collections. And I know that they have a lot of museums that are also available in there. So if you'd like to check those out, they are in the collections online. And then I would say that checking to see what stores and bars and restaurants you might want to go to, I would buy a gift card to go to those places when you do get the opportunity to. Obviously, putting money in the hands of local businesses will always help during this time when they're getting less people in through the door. So maybe start planning ahead and making those purchases now for that future trip, knowing that you'll be able to visit at some point in the future.
In our last minute and a half or so, Meredith, what's been some of the most exciting things you've come across in your online tourism efforts?
Oh, man. I mean, I think one of the cool things that we're doing right now is we have this series called Here Now, which is showing slices of life around the world because most of us are at home. So looking at the people in Madrid who are playing bingo with each other on their balconies, the Singapore cocktail bartenders who are dropping off drinks for people in their homes. I think it's been really fun to see how people are traveling much less around their own cities, but still enjoying each other's company. And I think that's been a really great positive thing to come out of this is this sense of community.
Well, Meredith, thank you so much. Maybe I'll bump into you at a virtual museum in the next few days.
Yeah, we'll definitely check out all the things we've compiled online in our Armchair Travel Guide and our 101 Ways to Travel Without Leaving Your Couch.
Thanks for joining us. That's Meredith Carey, Associate Editor for Condé Nast Traveler and co-host of the podcast Women Who Travel, another way to experience the world of travel online, by the way. We talked to her today about traveling and finding exciting cultural experiences while we can't travel for real, all available online.